More than two decades after he played 34 games in the minors here on the way to the Yankees Pantheon, Derek Jeter strolled back into town.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Welcome to Almay.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Still trim and youthful at 41, the Yankees' all-time hit leader and five-time champion had a stormy summer afternoon buzzing on Siena's tidy campus. He answered questions about his foundation and a few about baseball before heading outside to face a line of autograph seekers with a 1,000-watt smile. First, though, Jeter wanted to talk about Turn 2's 2015 social change project.
We brought him here to Albany this year, and they had an opportunity to visit the food bank, right?
Yep.
And we're going to visit the Siena College, obviously, the Capitol, and then also the New York Museum. So it's something that we're extremely proud of as a foundation.
Jeter established his foundation in 1996 and has remained active with it. But since retiring last year, the captain has had more time for the family business. As he said in the waning days of his career, 2015 would be his first summer off. His parents, a familiar sight at Yankee games over the years, are on the foundation board, and sister Charlie Jeter is president. All four were in Loudonville on Tuesday to cap a week of community service and seminars for about 100 downstate students, Jeter's leaders. Charlie Jeter.
Two or three years ago, Derek was honored with the honorary
thank you.
Degree here
I
at
wanted
Siena.
Her to say that. You didn't want to bring that up. Thank
and
you.
And he's very proud of his doctor title. And so we always said that we wanted to, after his career, bring all of our kids up here. We have a scholarship with the college and thought it would be great to have them on campus to expose them to Siena, which is an amazing school.
The goal is to inspire good choices and citizenship for kids who might not get such guidance at home. Earlier in the week, the students volunteered at Patroon Land Farm in Voorheesville and traveled to spend time with children taking part in the Schenectady Boys and Girls Club's Camp Lovejoy. This week specifically was devoted to countering bullying and cyberbullying. 18-year-old Aaron Straker is from Brooklyn and one of Jeter's leaders.
Cyberbullying is pretty bad right now, and to think about how I grew up and how social media got really kicked in, and I know that a lot of cyberbullying and bullying has changed how kids grow up now. So
inevitably, talk turned to the state of the Bronx Bombers, unexpectedly in first place here in the dog days. But Jeter mostly sounded like he did during 20 years of post-game press conferences, respectful but rarely expansive. He says he doesn't watch too many games, he never did, but is happy to see his old pals leading the pennant race. Is he surprised by on-again, off-again friend Alex Rodriguez's resurgence after a year out of baseball?
No, nothing surprises me.
Has he mentored Didi Gregorius, the man with the impossible job of replacing him at shortstop?
I've spoken with Didi, yeah. I have. He's doing a great job.
Does he want to get back into baseball?
Yep.
Okay, that last one was easy. Jeter has long talked about his desire to own a team one day. That would be a long way from Heritage Park, the late lamented bandbox nearby that hosted the Class AA Albany Colony Yankees from 1985 to 1994. Jeter was here for only a matter of weeks that last summer, a highly touted draft pick who would become the face of baseball.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoyed my time here. You know, the minor league experiences are some of the experiences that you never forget. And when I was here, a lot of Yankee fans here that always came out to support us. And, you know, throughout my playing days, I'd always run into people saying that they remembered coming to watch the Albany Colony Yankees play.
Then, after 18 minutes, Jeter's stint before the notebooks was over. There were students to meet and foundation work to do. It was sunny by now, over 80 degrees. Good day for a ball game. But Derek Jeter was retired, and now, like every summer day for the rest of his life, he could do whatever he wanted.
You know, physically, I'm not on a schedule. I'm not complaining by any stretch of the imagination, but, our seasons are very long. You don't have much time. You're every single day, and now I'm getting an opportunity to do some things I've never done before. So I love it. I recommend retirement to everyone.
Reporting from Loudonville, Ian Pickus, WAMC News.